At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
It's the Burt Show.
All right, we've been asking you guys for weeks now to go ahead and email us, especially you Burt Show listeners, and tell us about your dad. And if we think that he's the coolest dad, just like you do, then what we'll do is we'll have you come on in here and we'll have you read your Father's Day letter to dad, and we'll give you $1,500 to spend at BrandSmart, which is a boatload of money.
Yes. That is a cool Father's Day gift right there.
So Sammy is in here right now. How you doing, Sammy?
Good.
You know what BrandSmart is?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? How far $1,500 can stretch at BrandSmart?
Yes.
You can have everything on the left side of the store.
Okay. What do you think your dad would get?
4,500 toaster ovens.
What do you think he would get if he went to BrandSmart?
I don't know.
He could pick out anything he wanted. What does your dad like to do?
I don't know.
Like TVs, cooking, iPods, music.
He could get everything in that well, you know, where you have to walk down the steps, but you can't take your cart down there. That's the special section.
Right. How about like a big screen TV?
We already have one of those.
Oh, okay. Oh, we picked the wrong kid.
How about a better big screen TV?
There you go.
Yeah.
Like how big is your big screen?
I don't know.
This big?
Yeah.
It's what, 50-something inches? 55 inches.
Wow.
Oh, man. Oh,
sweet.
We could do better than that.
Well, Dad would put one in the bathroom that was that big.
You can never go wrong there. Know that now. You can never go wrong with a bigger TV for your dad,
right.
Okay? Tell us a little bit more about your dad. Why is he so special?
Because he gets up every morning to make sure I have a house and food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
We bet we get up earlier. If you want to give us something.
Yeah, I could use a big screen TV. Mine's not nearly as big as yours.
Okay, guys, seriously.
What?
It's about her dad now, okay? This is not
Oh, is that what she's here for?
Yeah.
I forget. You have a whole bunch of your friends that are listening right now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? What school?
Snowville Middle.
Yeah? Who's the coolest kid in that school right now?
Me.
You're damn
right. That's right.
You sure are.
Okay, so here's how this will work. We will call your dad here in just a couple of minutes. And we're not going to tell him that you've got the $1,500 to spend at BrandSmart. You can tell him that when you get off the radio, okay? You can surprise him with all that. But we'll call him.
You tell him you saved up. You just bought that certificate with your allowance.
That's right.
Did an extra chore.
Yeah. Milk him. You don't need to know the truth. Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story sometimes, okay? So that's how we'll do this.
That's Bert's fatherly advice.
Right. I have passed that down for my children. Jenna, come on up here for a second. We're going to get moms in on this here also. Come on, just for a second.
Here you go.
Don't be shy.
Come on. Up here, Mom.
Tell us a little bit about Jim that we're going to be calling here in a second.
Well, he's a hard worker. He works for a big plumbing company down here in Atlanta, and right now he's remodeling the VA hospital.
Oh, cool.
But actually, right now he's in an asbestos class. So.
Okay. An asbestos class.
Yeah, because up in the ceiling tiles are asbestos. And for him to pull them down to do the plumbing, he has to take this class.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because that VA building's pretty old, so yeah.
All right. So you may know him a little bit better. So what do you think he's going to do with all this money at BrandSmart?
I don't know. He pretty much already buys what he wants, so... Probably a laptop or something, or a new computer.
Okay. I got everything there. I mean, BrandSmart, he thinks he has everything, but he doesn't.
It doesn't, man, because you don't know the stuff that you really want or really need until you walk into that place.
And there's everything. It's like Christmas every day.
It takes a while to go through that store because all the neon signs, I have ADD, so I'm all over the place. Refrigerators,
cameras,
laptops,
phones, everything.
Check it all out.
So what we're going to do now here, Sammy, we have been asking for weeks for Burt Show listeners to give us a call. And what they're doing this week is we're calling them up, dads up, and they will read their letters to their fathers for Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to call your dad right now. You got this, Jeff?
Yeah. I have magic calling potion, so he's already there.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Jim.
Hello.
Hi, you are on the radio right now.
Fantastic. Why am I on the radio?
Good morning.
Morning. That generally isn't a good thing, is it?
Why don't you tell us why you think you're on the radio?
Don't confess anything. It's for very good reason here. Your daughter is in studio with this morning. You want to say hi to Sammy?
Hi, Sam.
Hi.
And obviously, it's Father's Day coming up here, and Sammy wrote us a letter about you, and she would like to take this time to read you that letter.
Okay.
Go for it.
To the best dad in the world, you have been with me since the day I was born. Throughout the hard times and the easy times, the sad times and the happy times, you are always there for me. You have taught me many things, how to swim, how to throw and catch a ball, and even how to fix a toilet. You have done the simple things for me, like reaching something on the top shelf when I was too small to reach it, and making me soup when I was sick. You get up at 4 in the morning just to make sure I have food on the table and a roof over my head and a bed to sleep on. I love you for being you. Sometimes I think you're being too hard on me or just not being fair, but I know it's because you care about me and you don't want anything to happen to your little girl. So I thank you for everything you've done for me already and everything you may do for me in the future. You may not even realize half the stuff you've done for me, but I want you to know it means a lot to me. Thank you, and I love you.
Oh, that's sweet.
Pretty cool, huh, Jim?
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. We were trying to tell people earlier this morning, we were taking calls, and we had Dad's call up to give advice on what you can get your dad for Father's Day. And time again, it's like, words. Mm-hmm. Like, you think that mom wants to hear the words, but it's no different. Dad wants to hear them also, right?
Right.
Well, you're getting all choked up, aren't you?
That moved me quite a bit. Yeah. I'm a pretty strict dad, and I didn't know that was in there.
Well, that's cool.
Aww.
Well, that's real cool.
You're doing a good job.
Well, we're loading up Sammy with some stuff before she takes off, and she'll tell you about it later. But she just wanted to call and tell you that you're a great dad.
Fantastic. I appreciate it, guys.
All right. Have a great Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You have a sweet
good
dad.
Job. Dads get choked.
Excellent job.
You get big time points right there because he was tearing up right there.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
I heard him tearing
making
up right there.
Making a grown man cry.
Not easy to do, but you did it. Good job.
Great job. Really good job. How old are you?
12.
12. Great job. Thanks for coming. 12-year-old
girl who knows how to fix a toilet. That's right.
That's
yeah.
Right there.
Go get him, girl.
Thanks for coming in, you guys. Appreciate it.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, celebrity incarceration draft. Melissa Carter, yes. How does this work?
Well, celebrities get arrested all the time. And so what we've decided to do is try to predict which celebrity is going to get arrested next. So it's almost like a draft, you know, a sports draft. So we have our incarceration draft. We have in our roster several celebrities that we've chosen that we think is going to get arrested. And then we put $5 in the hat for each choice. So whichever celebrity gets arrested that is on somebody's roster in the room, that person gets all the money that's in the pot.
So we are sincerely like on round 14. This is one of the longest celebrity incarceration drafts we've ever done, which means there's like $350 in the pot right now. So the money is big. So you got to take these picks seriously. In the order that I have drawn today, Jeff, you will go first, followed by Jen, then it's myself, and then Wendy, and then Melissa.
Okay.
Owen Wilson.
Random.
Yep.
Why'd you pick him?
Because I'm exhausted by this incarceration draft, so I'm throwing randoms out there because that's who wins it. Like, remember years ago? Crash won just because he looked at the TV and saw that Dell dude was up there.
Crash right. was a former ago. Traffic dude.
And then the Dell dude ends up getting busted for having weed. Owen Wilson just seems like he would have weed or be drunk or touch somebody inappropriately. So I'm just throwing it out there. It was either him or Jaden Smith.
Jaden Smith. 11-year-old karate kid.
Yep. I also think he might have weed, get drunk, or touch someone inappropriately.
What about Owen Wilson?
No, or Jaden Smith. I just went with Owen Wilson.
Jen, you're up.
I'm going with Brooke Mueller. Is she on the list yet?
I don't think
so. It's Charlie Sheen's wife.
Okay.
It's a good She's pick. Been kind of in and out of rehab. They're having some trouble and signed some divorce stuff. And she likes herself a drink or two. So I'm thinking Brooke Mueller.
She was my pick this morning also. So now I'm going to have to go with Plan B, which Jaden was Smith. Tweeted to me yesterday. And I've never even watched the show, but I do know about her. This Danielle Staub, she is the
Danielle
Real Housewife of New Jersey. Yeah. And the rumor is that she put out her own sex tape and distributed it.
She did.
So it sure sounds to me like she's sort of like publicity hungry.
Yes.
And she would go out and get arrested on purpose.
Good choice.
I will go with her. Danielle Staub from Real Housewives of New Jersey.
And I'm just going to go with somebody completely random, but has been in trouble before, Chris Tucker. He hasn't done anything. He hasn't been in a movie lately, but he got arrested for something simple like speeding last time. So, Chris Tucker.
That was when he was here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
And because we're doing this round because of Chris Klein, correct?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I decided to go with somebody who was acting at the time Chris Klein was acting. And so I'm going with the random because these are the people that get arrested or people we don't even think about anymore. But I'm going to go with Seth Green, who used to be
Seth Green,
Buffy and Can't Hardly Wait. Mm-hmm. And he does Robot Chicken now and whatever. You know what? I'm just going with Seth Green.
That's good.
Seth Green, if I'm not mistaken, just got married, if he's the one I'm thinking of.
He did.
And had a theme wedding.
Oh, did well? Of course he did.
I believe it was like
he's like an uber geek.
It was like sci-fi toys or something.
Because he does robot chicken. Mm-hmm. He does robot chicken.
His new wife is way taller and way hotter than him.
Yes,
is that right?
I just saw in People Magazine. I thought, wow, good for you, Seth.
It's not even the short thing. If you walk into his apartment for the very first time again, and he's got this collection that you're talking about, his sci-fi doll collection or whatever.
But he uses. I mean, if you don't watch Robot Chicken on Adult Swim, then I mean, those are his props. So, and he makes a lot of money doing that. So, if you make a lot of money doing it. It's different than it just being collection.
Then you get yourself a tall, hot chick.
That's right.
This is The Burt Show. At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You're on The Burt Show.
Love Lost and Found is a segment that we've been doing for years now. Years, it's one of my favorite segments that we do. And basically it works like this. You're out, you end up meeting a girl, or you may end up meeting a guy. End of the night could roll around, and there's that very awkward moment that you're not sure if you should get the phone number or not, and you end up going your way, and she ends up going her way, and then you just kick yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why didn't I just get the phone number? Everything was lined up great.
Like, that could have been my destiny.
Sure could have been. Or in some cases, like Brian here from a couple of weeks ago, everything's going great. You're vibing in a club, you're vibing in a bar or whatever, you exchange phone numbers, and in Brian's case, he loses his phone that has her phone number, and he was so bummed when he called us a couple of weeks ago.
Two Saturdays ago in East Atlanta, I was there with a buddy watching a jazz show, and we went into the, can I name the club?
Sure.
We went into the graveyard toward the end of the night, and almost immediately, I ran into this girl that she commented on my height. I'm 6'9", and she's 5'9". We kept talking, and eventually I just said, look, you know, we really ought to go out on a date. So got her number, got up the next day, reached for my phone, and it was gone.
So long story short, the way Love Lost and Found works is you guys email us, tell us about the situation. We'll talk to you on the show, and we give out as many details as we possibly can about the girl or the guy. And chances are pretty good there's somebody listening that can connect these two. And we spent a good couple of days trying to find her.
Mm-hmm.
He tried everything himself. He did know that she was a hairstylist. So you remember, he was going from, like, salon to salon.
Right. Yeah, he even showed up at a couple of them. one of the receptionists was like, this is the cutest story right. ever.
Goes online looking for her, can't find anything. But we ended up finding her.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing very well. Sorry to make such a scene of everything, but I did say I would call. So
Do
it, Lord. Do it.
What am I? Okay. Laura, I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
Laura, would you like to ride that pony?
Oh, thank you, Jeff. I guess I could find out if I would like to.
There's Jeff making it as awkward as possible for the first time that they talk.
Well edited.
So we got a ton of email from you guys going, I got to know what happened with that couple because we spent so much time looking for her.
And we thought it was so romantic.
It's awesome.
Yeah, he's so cute.
And Brian is back with us. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Bircho.
Hey,
Brian. What's going on, man?
Oh, going to the dentist here in a few minutes.
That's never good.
You ready to ride that pony?
I knew that was coming. Great job.
So I'm curious, after we talk to you, you obviously give her a call and then take it from there. Do you guys meet that night? Do you wait 3 days? Do you wait a week? Have you gone out?
Yeah, we went out. We talked on the phone a few times, and the conversation went pretty well. Mm-hmm. Then we met the Friday. Was it Thursday that we actually talked on air? Then we met that Friday night, and the awkwardness continued. It was in hindsight, I think that might be coming on a little strong to go on live radio. But
you're not endorsing the segment.
Hey, no, actually I am. This was a fantastic experience. I had so much fun, and she was a really nice girl. And there, we talked, and there's kind of a significant age difference. I'm 35, and she's about 9 years younger than I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, with that goes along some, differences in lifestyle. But mm-hmm. I mean, she was very, very pleasant and cordial, and she did say, we could do something again, but what you say and what you're actually putting off was a little bit too different. There was a little bit of two different things going on there. But it's okay because I had a lot of fun. Hopefully she felt special for a day and she had a little bit of fun. And I have a plan.
Okay.
You have a plan.
You have a plan.
Okay.
Moving on.
Let's hear your plan.
I'm at least an optimist, possibly opportunistic, but I set up a Facebook page, Love Lost and Found Brian.
Of course you did.
Okay.
I was thinking maybe, the next 200 or 300 eligible females between 30 and 40 who want to hit me up and go have a cup of coffee. Maybe there'll be some serendipity left in this whole situation.
Oh, I can't God. Knock you for this. I can't knock
so
you for this.
Smart.
It's Love Lost and Found moving into Use Our Show.
Because we don't know. At this point, we're always talking about destiny,
yes.
And we don't know whose destiny we're talking about yet.
We'll we'll just drop the loss.
I'm with you, dude. Whatcha? Oh, here we go. Here comes Mr. Destiny.
Listen.
Mr. Buzzkill. What do we got?
He is talking about going from hair salon to hair salon. Oh, he's meant to be with this girl. All of you women, every 1, 2, 3, 4 vaginas in this room were all like, oh, my goodness. He's so romantic. How he goes. Now he's saying, any girl in Atlanta who wants to get a piece of me,
he's not
go to my Facebook
that.
Page. And Bert's like,
who wants to ride the pony, right?
Yeah, who wants to ride the pony? And Bert's like, oh, that's what it is. It's destiny. And Jen's like, I think this is a good idea. No, it's
not.
Well,
why not? Because the girl that he went out with wasn't interested.
Why is your cup so half empty all
move
the time?
On.
So somebody is listening right now that may hear that it didn't work out. And these are the two that were supposed to be together. They go to Facebook and they end up with each other for the rest of their lives. What is wrong with that?
Because you can't keep forcing destiny.
Don't be so bitter, Jeff.
It's
okay.
What's the matter, Bubby?
It's okay.
Come on.
Because Brian is taller than you, you don't have to be mad at him.
Why do you have to bring height into it? I'm sorry, Bert. Anyways, what I don't
Did you guys read the quote that I tweeted yesterday from the mom giving advice to her 17-year-old daughter?
Oh, yes, I did read this.
What did
it made
say?
Me sad. I don't want you to repeat it.
It's a little sidebar. The advice that the mother gave to her 17-year-old daughter about dating was, talk to all the short guys because they may have tall friends.
Hmm.
What?
Yes.
In front of you?
What?
That's jacked up.
Where did you hear that?
It was just something that was sent to me.
Oh, that's sad.
Why are people mean to you?
I don't know. I'm a genuinely good person.
I mean, why do you send that to Bert or Anna, how you caught a marlin? I mean, Lord.
And that he didn't.
You should send those to me.
Brian, I love... will interject them randomly.
Brian, I love your idea, man. Let's go ahead and let's get your Facebook page, and we'll link it up to theburtshow.com.
I sent it to you just a little while ago.
All right.
And cool. Hey, I'll come back on if something comes from it and give you another update.
Okay, now you're sounding a little desperate, but that's okay. We're willing to help you out, man. So it didn't work out with Lauren. At the end of the day with Lauren, though, if you had to be totally honest with us, was it you or was it her?
You know, it was kind of mutual. I mean, I didn't try calling her again until you guys got in touch with me about coming back on. I was just going to give her a courtesy call, and I couldn't even get in touch with her. So I don't know. Maybe it was both of us.
Okay. Either way.
The Jersey Shore has the situation, and we have the desperation.
Easy.
I had that coming, Joe.
I don't think it's a plea of desperation. Do you, Melissa?
It's opportunistic.
It's opportunistic.
I think you should just go from hair salon to hair salon going, hey. You like
I
thought
me? Of
that. You know what?
The thought I had, though, when he said the age difference is that, you know, if she is in her mid-30s and single, she would have loved what he did. But I think because she's obviously in her mid-20s and he did what he did, she's just like, oh, that's nice, but
maybe it was creepy to her.
Yeah.
I thought it was really sweet.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Incarceration draft.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, Karen. Can you turn your radio down? Because I hate the sound of my voice.
I'm sorry. Okay. Hey, love the show. I was just curious to know what your thoughts were on the guy in Moorhead City, North Carolina, that caught the 833-pound blue marlin.
Why do you do that to him?
I haven't even heard about this.
I saw it on Fox 5 this morning.
Was it his, like, it's probably his first time trying to catch one, too.
He was 4.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Here's the backstory on this, y'all.
You've been trying to catch one forever. Do you
want to make fun of his height or anything too?
I got a big nose and I'm hairy too. Here's the backstory on the whole thing is that I've been trying to catch a blue marlin since I was like 20 years old. I read The Old Man and the Sea, and my dream ever since then is to catch a blue marlin. So no kidding, I have spent in the course of 20 years thousands of dollars on these. Fishing trips to catch marlin, deep sea fishing trips. I mean, hours and hours that I've brought family on small boats in rough waters to catch blue marlins and never even had one bite. I mean, we're talking probably now 30 hours in different boats, 35 hours in different boats, never had one bite. And I've gone to the blue marlin fishing capitals of the world. I've gone to Costa Rica.
This guy in North Carolina, he was on his boat for 15 minutes.
That's right, Bert.
Yeah, he went right out there. The marlin, Bert, you're not going to believe this, jumped into the boat and said, I would like to live on your wall stuff. And the guy said, no, go to Bert's boat. And the marlin told him to F off. It was wild, Bert, you little man. He caught a marlin with his bare hands.
I am not beaten, though. I will catch that marlin. I'm just going to take me and the marlin are going to continue to take our break. I'm just going to stop spending money on it and stop wasting time for about the next year. And then we're going to regroup and see what happens. Okay?
Get it. The Burt Show.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident, Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The Burt Show.
All right, these are news bloopers. We had one the other day. I think this one came from the recent earthquake in California. Mm-hmm. I think you sent this one to me, right?
Yes. 7.2 magnitude earthquake.
Yes, hear that magnitude.
Oh, that's funny every time.
7.2 magnitude earthquake rattled Alaska's seismically active Aleutian Islands. It was magnitude 7.2. It was a very large earthquake. The good thing is there were no immediate reports of any damages or injuries.
So from that magnitude?
It's good to see that even on the set of like a news station,
yeah,
that it's supposed to be like this symbol of credibility, that they, like us, are always sort of on the ninth grade level.
Well, they could laugh because nobody died in that, but what they're really laughing at is there was a graphic up that was showing the epicenter and it said magnitude on there, and the graphic dude immediately changed it, so they put it back up that said magnitude.
So they all got funny.
These again are the Hall of Fame news bloopers, and this one is news anchor just lost and confused.
I'm Marie Banks for ABC 25 Today. Back to you, Jan.
Thanks, Marie. It's 6:17 in Health Watch this morning. Doctors in Utah are hoping for a new medical breakthrough to solve the problems of attention disorder behavior with problems with children. Attention deficit hyperactivity is a common disorder, and it affects 3 out of 5 kids, or actually 3 to 5% of the children with... let's start this all over again. I get up and start it over. I'm lost. In Health Watch this morning.
And he didn't do much better the second time either.
That's okay. I can understand that.
And he's talking about ADD when he gets lost.
Right. There's like this old saying in entertainment, and it probably goes for news also, that you got to watch out for like kids and animals on the set because they'll always leave you hanging.
Back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right. You're a great zombie. Good times here at the Waterfront Village.
She can't ad-lib around it. And
no.
I like that's turtles. That's what I love about little kids, man. I want to hear that again.
I love him.
Back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right. You're a great zombie. And good time to hear it, the Waterfront Village.
All right. This Fox News anchor has a really tough time with a word that has to be beeped out.
The deputy police chief says 6 officers were killed, including the district's top cop after the vehicle they were riding in was sprayed with bullets. 3 other officers were hurt in the attack.
She's trying to say cop. With a P.
She doesn't end with a P. She ends with a something else.
Right.
The deputy police chief says 6 officers were killed, including the district's top after the vehicle they were riding in was sprayed with bullets. 3 other officers were hurt in the attack.
You know, like,
can
it
you
stuck
say
in your head?
Freudian slip?
You might want to get out and grill some if you can enjoy the temperatures. And on the front of your life here in the Chronicle, charcoal or gas is the big dilemma.
I've got gas right now.
Do you really?
Not right now. Better at home.
Nice. Well, there's grilling.
I've got gas. Ninth grade. It's very, very funny.
Of course, AT&T has this deal with keeping the mobile profits with Target with the new iPhones. We'll be watching both AT&T and Apple.
Define that, please.
Me?
Okay, thank you very much, Nicole Petalides. We've got some breaking news. The Supreme Court has issued a stay for Chrysler. Let's go to Tracy Burns. She's got all the news. Tracy.
Actually, Liz, I think you want to jump up to Robert for this, because I got you 7 lates.
Robert Gray, go ahead.
You know, Liz, I'm trying to get a hold of this myself, just jumping on this.
Some breaking news, guys. I don't have it, Liz. I have to send it back down to you, I'm afraid. I'm digging
okay, that's
for it
okay,
myself.
Okay, but the basics of it is that the Supreme Court has issued a stay for Chrysler. So clearly, this is a fascinating story that we're going to get all into place at just the moments as soon as we can get everything here. But let's get to Tracy. Now it's your turn for seven late movers, Tracy.
Sure, she's throwing it to every reporter and nobody has any insight.
I don't know what you're talking about, homegirl.
It sounds like listening to drive time traffic on AM 750 here in town. Dan Kurt Mellish on the East-West Connector looking in. Let's throw it down to you, Bert. Well, it's 75 is looking north. Let's throw it over to you, Melissa. Back to you, Kurt. Thank you very much. It's brought to you by Oh my God, where am I? Where am I?
Where am I and where the accident?
Where am I?
I
Kurt Mellish just put Spaghetti Junction in my ass.
What? I don't know why you should say that, but just say it.
I think we just
made
the
blooper. I'm sure you needed it. Did you get many spankings as a kid?
As a kid, no. Wait a minute.
That's not what I meant.
I meant I was a little... never mind.
She's like, as a kid, no. As an adult, maybe. All right, this one is R-rated.
I'm Don Schiffman. Coming up next, a devastating fire in East Utica. Now three business owners are left trying to decide if they'll rebuild. Matt?
It looks like our weather will get warmer over the next couple of days, but we have to go through a few snow showers first. Your complete forecast, all of today's news, straight ahead in the Fox Live and News. Mother whore.
Oh, he didn't know he was
so
lying.
At the end, he thought they cut away from him. And
no, that was a pre-record.
Oh, was it?
And that was a blooper. How many times do we do that when we're recording spots?
Cuss because we get frustrated because we can't do it right.
You stumble over the word. Blah, 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 blah. Home mortgage. Ah, oh, crap. F this, blah, blah. And then we have
I'm Don Schiffman. Coming up next, a devastating fire in East Utica. Now three business owners are left trying to decide if they'll rebuild. Matt?
It looks like our weather will get warmer over the next couple of days, but we have to go through a few snow showers first. Your complete forecast, all today's news, straight ahead in the Fox Live and News. Mother whore.
Oh, boy.
Oh, damn.
Ooh, wrong one.
This is a news anchor that's, like Melissa was saying, telling a very serious story, but the picture that they show of the person in this story is really bizarre looking. Like, the eyes are all out. It looks like a real crazy person. And she just finds the picture really funny and can't get through the story, even though it's very, very serious.
Arrested a man who's suspected of chopping up his wife.
Oh, God.
Michigan police say suspect Stephen Grant was captured in Michigan's Wilderness State Park and airlifted to a hospital. The area is more than 400 miles from Grant's suburban Detroit home. The 37-year-old man is accused in the death of his wife, Tara Lynn Grant.
Oh, no.
A torso and body parts.
Oh, no.
Of who is believed to be the mother of two were found this weekend in and near the Grant home.
I would fire her.
She couldn't keep it together at all, okay?
Mm-mm.
And the last one here?
Ice cream vendor on El Paso's most wanted list is behind bars.
Oops.
Ice cream vendor on El Paso's most wanted list is behind bars.
There's nowhere to hide there, man.
Can you please play the turtle one again?
That was my favorite.
Yes.
That's the best.
Back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right. You're a great zombie. Good times here at the Waterfront Village.
What do you do?
I like turtles.
Hey, The Bird Show.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The Burt Show.
I got to tell you guys about the longest 90 minutes of my life yesterday.
Okay.
All right.
So we got an English bulldog, and he's almost a year old now. His name is Pancake.
How big is this bulldog?
He is now 64 pounds.
Oh, my wow. God.
Yeah, that's huge.
Way bigger than any bulldog we've ever owned before. And in the past, the bulldogs that we had, I love this breed so much because they're just so chilling and obedient, and they're loyal and easy. They just
they're not so smart, right?
They're stupid. They really are. Like, if you go to the internet and look for dog intelligence charts, I think there are 79 breeds. The English bulldog comes in 77 of 79. And he proves it to me every day.
Oh, well, he's not last.
He didn't come in last.
He didn't come in last, right? So this one has been tough to train. Before bulldogs, no problem. This guy has got an attitude, man. He is all alpha dog and all attitude. Well, and we mostly keep him when we're not around. We keep him in the kitchen. He's got a couple of baby gates. He's in the kitchen right there so he doesn't chew stuff up or what have you. But my family is out of town now, and they are out of town for the entire summer, and I go and visit them on weekends. So it's me and Pancake now hanging out. So I thought yesterday, you know what? Let's give him some freedom. Freedom, 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 freedom. I had a surprise birthday to go to last night, and I thought, you know what? I'm only going to be gone 90 minutes. Let's see what the dog does in 90 minutes.
90 minutes is a long time.
So I gave him the run of the house.
Run of the house for 90 minutes. You got it, and I will take whatever I have to when I get back. So I leave the house. I open the gates up, and as I'm at this party and I'm trying to socialize with everybody, this is on my mind the entire time. Like, what is he doing to my house right now? Has he gone through the couch? Has he worked his way into the closet? Is he pooped all over the living room and the kitchen? I really could not focus on what was going on in the party because I knew it was going to be a mess when I walked in the door, right? So I drive back from the party as quickly as I can, and I gingerly get out of my car, and I open up the door, and I walk in, and I don't see Pancake anywhere. But I also don't see, like, ripped up cushions.
No destruction.
No destruction. I don't see anything like that. He crashed out in the living room, 90 minutes, never moved. Basically,
really?
The same place I was at when I left, he was there.
Good.
Oh, so, that's awesome.
It's graduation time, man.
Good.
I was so relieved because I was convinced I was coming in here telling you guys about $15,000 worth of damage.
Right.
Longest 90 minutes of my life right there.
The Burt Show.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.